now, according to Rav Nachman of Ram and Rav Yitzchak, that if they say that vi ein odem moise dovishen shaloi, if Yodi can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you, his silver korban chatas doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Once you mark the shit, it belongs to Hegdish, it belongs to the Kayin. The Kayin needs the meat from it, doesn't belong to you anymore. If so my ear is chatas seif. What do you have to take care of talking about a chatas seif? A filu chatas beimanam, even talking about a regular chatas, a chatas beima. So even though the sheikh could start to make the shita, but so what? And like Rashi says, the ein oda moise dovish ena shaloi, my ear with the tony, what do you have to come on to an oi for? A filu beimanami. Let it be a chatas behema, but you do not ask for it. The loipoka shem kochim ne, the shem kochim doesn't go off it. Says so, you can make it osa b'teres and yisa avoid the zoro. Says so, sin doesn't become osa b'ano, therefore it's been yisa shchut echot also. Rashi says though, miu iyu, the person is doing the shchita though, mechayv his chayv a misa, or his chayv b'shoidig a chatas. Mishim oivir abo yisachom, because he's being oivir abo yisoro. The mikom mokom, even though the animal doesn't become osa bano, but he's still worshipping it. Says, so what do you have to come on to a chatas oifua? Let him talk about chatas behema. So Gemara says, no, they'll have to hold kivu in the kainele kapora. Since the bailam has the kapora from this korbin, that's called the kinyan. His kudidei dami is called like his. And therefore, if he makes a shkita on it, he could take asra to make it into a takuba savoy de zara. Therefore, regular behemoth at the beginning of the shchita makes it also bano. When it's a shchut echutz at the end of the shchita, it's ready off a bialmo. Therefore, we have to still put in the case by a chatis oif. So, when do you cash on them to say, ain't no other must dovish and shloy? Tashma coming here, we had the mission before that says, beis oichzim besakim, two people holding onto the knife, and they're making a shchita b'shechtim. Echod Hashem, echod mikolelu, v'yechod Hashem dovakosho. One had a man, Hashem avoid the zor, one had a man, dovakosho. So said in the Mishnah, shchita asa psula. Still the shchita is possible. Now the question is why? It's to have him in a rizzi stama shechit, the animal doesn't belong to you. So it's not your animal, how could you ask the dovashen ishalai? So when it says, no, v'okul maskinon, we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan maskinon, v'yisle shutfis begavu. Talk about the person that shutfis over here. So it's like his animal, so therefore it's not a problem for me. No, the mighty dovish and a shloi, he has shutfis, he owns it, therefore he could ask for the animal. Toshima, come in here. Have a good morning, Gittin. It says, Hametame, fi Hamedame, vi Hamenasech, b'shoigeg, potom, b'mezit chayiv. Azulchus Mazdid, if you go and you're Metame, somebody else's tyros, shokhaveroi. You take a sheris and you touch somebody else's tyros, or else you're Metame. Dama means truma v'chulin. Shechaveri, you take your friend's truma, and you mix, you take your friend's chulin, and you mix some truma inside it. So you have a loch of truma now. So you made it cheap. You can only sell it to a kain. So chur yamazakim, it's called hezek shena nikar. Rielsvi amanasak, you took your friend's yayin, yayin shechaveri, Rashi says, and you put it to shema by the zara. So Rashi, if you do these things, b'shoigi, Rashi says, shelo yod eshi truma, lo yod ushu nesa v'nisuch zeh, is potem l'shalim. Rashi says, "Why afagav the mazik b'shoigid usually is chayiv, because we hold other mood liyelam, but still, here it's a hezik shenanik. You can't really tell it. You can't see the hezik, and we really hold mikra di midirayis tibuloshim a hezik. Just the mazid yichayiv as the kenas abon and kantsin you. So therefore b'shoigid yipoto to mazid yichayiv. I'm mishum kum the rab minay." That the Gemara sets his cases, because the Gemara in Gittin says the time when you picked it up. So Amnas loisem mechayiv l'shlumei mechayiv benash lehev yad shas nisa. As soon as you pick it up, you have to pay, and the chiv misa first comes later. Yaakov Ponim, it says the b'meizid yichayiv, even though the yain doesn't belong to you. The Gemara says no. Could be according to them hochinami diistle shutfis begavoy. Talking about we have shutfis. That you own this yayim, therefore becomes also bano. Then it could be if you have no shutfas, you have any partnership in it, then it would not be also bano. The Mor says not really kitanoi. It says a machlokes tanoim. Kitanoi will learn like this. Oyvi kechovim shenisech yenisho Yisrael shloi bifnei oyvi kechovim avos kechovim. Let's say a guy comes and is menaseich. He pours Jewish wine, yayin that belongs to a Jew. Not in front of an Avodah Zarah. So also, it becomes also bano. We say the guy has the mind that has to do with the Shem of Bodhisattva. And it becomes also bano. Rashi says, why? The other mind is the Dabba Shem Nishaloi. So it is like Rav Huna's halachom that you could ask the Dabba Shem Nishaloi. We have Yehuda ben Beseiro. We have Yehuda ben Bobo Matirinoi say. They say, no, it's muta bano. If Neshnei Devorim, they have two reasons to say why it remains as muta bano. Echad, first of all, Shein Menaschin Yain Elefnei Avodas Kachovim. When is real Nisach only for doing in front of an Avodah Zarah? Here it wasn't done in front of an Avodah Zarah. So we do not say that they meant to do it to Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it doesn't have an Nisach Avodah Zarah on it. The Echad, the second reason is, Sheyachol Leimela, you have a right to say to them, that Leikol HaMenach Shetiyasa Yaini Liyainsi, who are you to make my wine Asabano? So Rashi says, the mean to say is, means by force, they can't answer it. So who you see clearly, it's an achlokes tanoim, if a person could answer a dove shayna shaloi or not. And the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say, that afilu l'man v'yamim, according to man that holds, Adam oyster dove shayna shaloi, that normally you could ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Han and Mili, when was this said? Kusi. On your kusi, asks Adav Hashem Shaloi, because he really means to make it us, I'll tell you. But Abu Yisrael Litzurika Mechavin. But if a Jew does it, it's muta. Why? Because he doesn't really mean to make it us. He's only doing it Litzurei to put pain for you. So Rashi says like this: that Rav Nachman and Amram Yisrael want to say with their memory that they said before that ain't other must Adav Hashem Shaloi. They could be going according to everybody. According to them, you have to say it's machlokes tanoim. Why? Because even though the Tanakhama says he could ask the Shem Shaloi, that's only by a guy. A guy he has intentions to do the Shem of the Zohar becomes also. But by Yisrael, they're talking about a Jew. If one Jew shech the Shem of the Zohar, a korban or an animal, we say it does not mean to do it, really the Shem of the Zohar. He only has his intentions only with the Tzurei. Make his friend feel bad, that's all. But his dance was not really a brisk of him. Therefore, that's the heads, but they say, ain't all the mother of a shen shalai, means if a Jew does it to another Jew's behemoth, so there we say doesn't really mean it. And if he would really mean it, could be also the other shen shalai, idea maisa. But over here, their story is that a Jew does it to another Jew, he doesn't really mean to make it also. It's only a svar of litzurei. He only means to harm him, like to make him feel, like to punish him, to make him feel bad, give him a little bit tsar, but not really to make it also. Now the Gemara says, Toshma Kamanir. It says, Beis oichsem sagin the Mishnah we had before. If two people hold a gun to the knife, v'shoichatin echod l'shum echod mikol. One has intention of one of these things we said. V'yechod l'shum dava kosher soshkitos tzula. So the question is why I lechur it's ain't other must dava shen shaloi. There it is again. Hakol mayaskinon be Yisrael mumma. We're talking about now. Here it's a Yisrael mumma. As you said before, that one Jew to another Jew is on litzura kamechavin. He doesn't have intentions to make it also. So the chur the mishnah is talking about a Jew does the shechita, and we see it's also by no. So he answers talking about a Yisrael mumma. Rashi says. Rashi says who I didn't really the marshal answered. He has a shutfis begavol. Like I said before. More answer better though, no. More wants to answer better. Now he's saying that really, if he really meant pastor, he could ask the Dabba Shem Shalai. Because the regular Yisrael is only the Tzurika Mechavim. But if the Yisrael here is a Yisrael Muma, that he's Shriya to do with the Shem Avodah Zarah, here we say he really means it, the Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it'd be also Bano, even according to their Shita. So, Shema, come another proof. It says, we had before the Mishnah Gittin that says, Ha Metam, if you Metam is somebody else's terrorist. Via Madam, you mix true mint is chulin. Via Menasech, where you pour wine, the Shem of the Zorah. So, Beshech, you put the Bemuma, Bemezit Chayiv. So, who you see, Yisrael does the Bemezit Chayiv, who you see, does become Asabano. You see, one Jew can make somebody else's wine, Asabano, we don't sell it to Surah Kamechavin. So, Morin says again, Hochinami, be Yisrael Mumma, we're talking about a Yisrael that's a Mumma. That's why it becomes Asabano. But it wouldn't be Yisrael Mumma, it wouldn't be Asa. Oh, Malay Rav Acha bread the Rabbi Rav Ashi, his true boy, the kibble all of us through my, let's say regular Yisrael, but we warned him. Rashi says, be Yisrael, shalla Yishchel Avras Kechavim. We warned him, do not shecht l'shem avay the Zara. The shochet, and still he shechts it, li'acha shekibble us through, He wasn't to be a mummy. We didn't know Chloe is a mummy yet. Here's the first time we see him doing the Shema by the Zara. But we warn him and tell him, don't do the Shema by the Zara. We're mastering him. And he's not mekabelit. So what's the halacha? Or Malay, so he said to them, Hitter asmul anisa kamrit, and the chamuma godam is there. Like, of course, this person merely means it and becomes asabano. Like, if he's matter asmul anisa, means he's mekabel upon himself, that's raw. So, Mais, we have a right to kill and give misa for this. If so, if so, a person doing like this, for sure, really, he really means to do the Shema by the Zara and Enachlami. In this case, Taka would be also. We only say it by Stami Yisrael, there this Svar is Litzurah Kamechazin. But if Yamat Ratzim Olamisa, so for sure, then he really means it, and Enachlami, then it would be also Bahano. The Rice says, we pass like this, that if a guy does it or Yisrael Mumah, then other Moshe Dabashen Shaloi. Whereas the regular Yisrael does it, we open this Svar of Litzurah Kamechazin. He doesn't really mean to do it. To make it also, he only means to just give his friend pain, therefore be mutabano. Now the Mishnah says, Ein sheikh din le letuch yamim. Now let a sheikh let the blood drip into the yam, into the ocean. Le letuch nhoras, and not that the blood should run into the rivers. Le letuch kelim, not that it should run into vessels. And we'll soon see why these things, the chutz shalof, and after doing the shem of the zara. Avol sheikh tu letuch ugo shemayim. If you light a shecht, then that the blood should just drip into a pool of water. That's good. Uvesvina, let's say you're on a ship, and you're shechting on a ship, then, Agabi Kalim, then you light a shecht on the back of the vessels. Then you're allowed to. See the Gemara why. Rashi says, Uvesvina, Yocholishchad Agabi Kalim, if you're dam shechting on a dam then drips into the yam. Shlolid, there are slurries, you don't want to dirty your ship. And there it does not next as if he's shechting it to turf the yamim. Therefore it's mutter. But otherwise Rashi learns the lame of people should not say Lishor the Yama Kashak is shechting it to the sar of the yam to avoid the zara. But Kalim also, people should not say be mekabel the dam now, lavores kechavim. Now, ain shechtin leguma, you're not allowed to shecht into a pit at all. Ain shechtin leguma kolika. But you're allowed to make a little pit in the middle of your house that the blood should run, flow into that pit. You can make a pit in your house and shecht, put the dam, go straight into it. More than just a question to Slira. First is mashman shecht and leguma kolika. But then it says you can make a guma, you can make a pit like in your house. And then you could let the dam go into it. So see in the Gemara. Now, uvashuk, in the street, leyasakein, you should not do this in the street, shleyasakein, shleyechko esatzdukim. You should not do things